In the midst of protests, clashes with police, vandalism, and looting, one ad hoc demonstration stood out from the rest. On Monday night, with Philadelphia's curfew in effect, a group of mostly white men gathered in the Fishtown neighborhood carrying baseball bats and other weapons. They assaulted at least three people, including one WHYY producer. Police allowed them to assemble, and neighbors who protested were told to go home.
Who can I call? I can't even call anybody if something happens, because they don't care. They clearly don't care.
Neighbors and others across the city are asking why police allowed this to happen. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. WHYY's Aaron Mozell has been searching for answers. Heads up, this episode contains some language that might not be suitable for all listeners.
So, Aaron, we've all heard about the protests that have been going on in Philadelphia across the city since Saturday. What happened in Fishtown Monday night?
In Fishtown on Monday night, you know, sometime after six, there formed a group of mostly white guys, approximately 70, maybe up to 100, who formed along Girard Avenue outside of the 26th Police District. And a number of them had baseball bats, a couple of them had golf clubs, and one guy even had a hatchet. And, you know, I talked to a guy who's lived in Fishtown for about 5 years, Scott Hearn.
So while I was walking my dog, I saw a group of white dudes on the corner of Burks, all holding baseball bats.
And he was wondering, you know, what is this? And as he's trying to sort of figure out what's going on, he kind of gets into a confrontation with the group.
A guy in a truck drove up, parked, and I saw him get out of the truck holding a hatchet. So I immediately started following him and telling people, that dude has a hatchet, somebody stop him. And they turned around and started yelling at me. And he then threatened me that he goes, I can go get my gun.
Mind your business, that's right. You lucky ain't got my gun.
And so people start getting word of this, neighbors, I mean, and then you sort of, what you see is there's a kind of a smaller group of people, maybe, you know, a dozen, 15 people, who come out and form on the opposite side of Girard Avenue, which is this very wide commercial corridor that runs through the neighborhood, almost kind of like a counter-protest. And then what you see is you have, you know, for a while, these two sides kind of, you know, exchanging words across Girard Avenue.
Yeah, so I should mention here that I got a few texts from friends who live in Fishtown about this group as they saw them on Monday night. So people were definitely alerting the media. Did they call police?
They did call police. But it's also important to note that, you know, police were physically outside witnessing all of this. There were police both, you know, behind a barricade in front of the 26th Police District, and there were also police at points in the middle of Girard Avenue, ostensibly to, you know, stop the two sides from physically clashing. You know, Catherine Scholl, who I talked to, you know, saw that they were, you know, these guys were kind of, you know, yucking it up.
All these people like joking with the cops, there are people high-fiving the cops, like they know them.
Some of the guys were drinking, they were smoking weed, there was sort of like, part of this felt to her like, you know, kind of a party atmosphere. And so, you know, with Catherine, she kind of saw that, found it disturbing, went home, called 911.
When I called the dispatcher, she said, yeah, they're protecting, you know, they're protecting the neighborhood and the police.
They're not going to hurt you. Don't worry about it.
And I was like, you know, there's a curfew right now, so I'm unclear about why there is a large group of white men allowed to be standing outside of the police station with weapons, given that we have a curfew right now. And she said, what, you got a problem with that?
So we have these two groups kind of staring each other down at this point across the street. What happened after that?
I talked to Fishtown resident Kara Khan. She's lived there for a few years. And she told me that, you know, she was, while she was on her way back from this large protest with her boyfriend.
And as we were biking, we saw protesters. And honestly, I thought, after being around so many protesters, I thought they were people protesting with Black Lives Matter.
At first, she thought that they were George Floyd protesters, and she and her boyfriend both kind of raised their fists.
So we threw our fists in the air.
In solidarity.
And immediately people started throwing bottles at our face.
At that point, she said she gets off her bike to figure out what's going on, and her boyfriend is a little farther down, Gerard. And as he tries to double back to meet back up with her,
he was trying to get back to me and got thrown off of his bike.
And then, you know, others start kicking and punching him in the face.
And got stood over with a bat and told that he should be grateful that they weren't using the bat on him instead.
Kara, who's out in front, meanwhile, out in front of the police station, you know, goes right up to the police who were there and says, "What is this about? This feels dangerous. I don't feel safe trying to get home."
The police were like, "You just need to find a new way home. Get out of here."
And they even sort of a little bit mocked her and said, like, "Well, now you know how we've been feeling, you know, over these last few days." And so, you know, here you have someone who had a water bottle thrown at her, and she's standing amongst all these guys who have these bats and other items, and, you know, she's forced to kind of walk back through these guys to go and try and get home.
And, like, as I was, like, walking down the street, there were, like, three dudes with, like, walking, like, towards me with baseball bats and a golf and, like, golf clubs. And then finally a cop was like, "Okay, guys, okay, that's enough." That was, like, the only time they intervened.
And find her boyfriend, who she eventually finds a couple blocks or a few blocks off Gerard. And that's when she finds out that, you know, he was attacked.
And he was covered in blood.
I should also bring up here that our colleague, John Ahrens, was one of the people who was apparently assaulted by this group, right?
That's right. He was out there not working for the station at the time, but sort of came upon this group, was, you know, like the other folks that I talked to, pretty confused about what was going on there, with seeing a bunch of guys with baseball bats kind of roaming the street. And he decided to, you know, pull out his smartphone, as a lot of us do, and kind of film something interesting.
And at that point, some guy, one of the posse, came up to me and was like, "What are you recording this for?"
And they turned on him and started punching him in his face, shoved his girlfriend.
And I got up and started charging at him, but there was like three guys and they knocked me out again, and they were continued to push my girlfriend.
And he ended up having to go to the hospital. He had a broken nose. His, you know, his eye was swollen shut. He's all right, but he did get beaten pretty badly.
We'll be right back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, talking with WHYY's Aaron Mozell about the group that gathered in Philadelphia's Fishtown neighborhood Monday night and beat up at least three people. You know, Aaron, we've described a pretty shocking scene here. So I think the obvious question here is, like, if this group was out assaulting people, they were there, you know, after curfew, after everybody's supposed to be off the street, why didn't the police arrest them?
We don't know. That is what everybody, all the neighbors, media has consistently asked.
I personally want to ask them.
No bees!
They strict on curfew.
No bees!
They allowed them dudes
to
run the whole neighborhood with bats.
No bees!
And weapons
no
intended
peace.
To hurt somebody.
No,
I've asked, obviously, why was this allowed to continue? I mean, eventually, at a point in the evening, we did see a whole lot of police come in. So, I mean, this was dispersed at one time. I want to be clear about that. But there was delay. And, you know, even Mayor Kenney himself said that that was a mistake. And so on the police side of things, they have launched an internal affairs investigation into what happened. We have heard from Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw on this pretty loudly. And, you know, while these guys said they were there to protect police, she says in the city of Philadelphia, we do not condone what she, you know, referred to as, you know, vigilante justice.
I didn't ask them to do that. And again, I don't welcome that. I don't invite them to come back. And we don't need them.
But it's important to note that none of these guys were arrested. They weren't cited. All of them were breaking curfew because, as I said, there was a 6 p.m. curfew at that time. And we saw assaults, at least three. So that's all still in progress. And this is all taking place as neighbors have started circulating this petition to, you know, try and remove the captain of the 26th over all this that happened.
In addition to this group, there were some complaints of vigilante acts elsewhere in the city, right?
That's right. On Monday and Tuesday, there are reports of there being, you know, a group of, again, mostly white guys gathering around this shopping plaza on Aramingo Avenue, not too far from the 26th Police District. And, you know, there are photos circulating on social media of, you know, guys on the rooftop of both a GameStop and this wing restaurant with guns, with large guns. There was also in South Philly some neighbors that gathered in front of a Target down there to kind of, you know, with the idea of thwarting people who wanted to come in and loot. So we are seeing, you know, this behavior crop up this week, this kind of vigilante behavior. And there are some real questions about what the Philadelphia Police Department is going to do about it.
Right. I mean, we've reported throughout the weekend and earlier this week about escalations in police response to the protesters. And now it looks like there's some question about how the police didn't react to some of these groups that formed. In terms of just looking at how police have handled really everything this whole week, what happens now? What are going to be some of the next steps?
The next steps are going to be very important. There are a lot of people watching the police department for a number of reasons, but specifically in terms of how they are reacting and who they are reacting to. And so we saw this week that there were two very different responses from police when it came to a very large protest in Center City and these guys that we've been talking about up in Fishtown. Not too long before the conflict in Fishtown, that a group of protesters broke off from the main crowd and moved to block traffic on 676. And, you know, the city and police claimed that, you know, they were rocks thrown at police and that they were shaking a state trooper car. It's unclear if that really did happen, but in any event, police did move to use tear gas to disperse them from the road and then continued to fire tear gas into this group as they sort of scrambled up this very steep embankment on the side of the Vine Street Expressway 676. They also fired rubber bullets. As I've said, Kara and her boyfriend were in that crowd, and her boyfriend actually was hit with a rubber bullet in addition to being subjected to the tear gas.
Seeing people get attacked for peacefully protesting, to watch cops stand up and like protect people who are being actually violent towards us, who for no reason, like, was just like, what world do we live in?
And, you know, police, as far as we're told by neighbors, kind of just watch them. There was a couple moments where some officers, I've been told, did, you know, prod people along, kind of say, you know, that's enough. But, you know, still, it went on for long enough that we saw people get really hurt. And still, there's no discipline from the police department against their officers. And there's no, you know, there's no arrest or citations that have been issued against any of these men that gathered on Girard on Monday. these protests that we've been seeing in Philadelphia and across the country over the last several days are rooted in police brutality, you know, about who is treated with force and who isn't in this country. And, you know, a lot of people look at these two incidents, look at what happened in Center City and look at what happened in Fishtown, and they see a double standard and they want answers about why that is.
Thank you, Aaron.
You bet.
WHYY reporter Aaron Mozell. The Y is produced by Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. Stay safe, and we'll see you Monday.